America Weekend here with Valerie Smaldone and friends, and let's get right to it. My friend, style expert, Michael O'Connor. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. You know, last week we took a look, and maybe a little bit of a shudder, at some of the fashions and trends that we saw on the red carpet at this year's Primetime Emmy Awards. Having styled celebrities and others, I'll tell you that not every gown or dress is perfect for everybody. And as I said last week about Anna Schlumsky and her Christian Siriano gown, that's okay. Everyone needs to find the best styles for their own body type, and celebrities are not above that rule either. Now, as we head into the cooler weather in the northern part of the country and holiday season everywhere, there are going to be plenty of gatherings where dressing up is important. Thanksgiving, office parties, holiday parties, New Year's, and so many other celebrations. So let's take a look at why certain gowns or dresses are right or not right for a particular body type, and what you can do to make sure that you choose wisely. Let's look at the classic hourglass shape, and then including the curvaceous girls, and then apple body types, and thinner athletic bodies that tend sometimes to look a little bit more like an inverted V. First, the hourglass shape. Hourglass shapes are often viewed to be the most classic. Therefore, if you've got this shape, you want to show it off a bit. Because of this, belted or cinched styles that really show off your waist are going to be very flattering. Wrap style dresses, for example, are very elegant on an hourglass shape, as are gowns with a fishtail styling coming in at the knee and then flaring out again at the bottom. There's also something very glamorous about the look of a fishtail style, and I always say that we've seen a lot of that on the red carpet, and it is very elegant. From a practical standpoint, though, unless you're a bride or a major celebrity with tons of handlers around them at all times, forgo the urge to have anything long in the back like a train on the fishtail style. People rarely look down as they walk, and inevitably they will walk and stand on it, and at the end of the night your bottom hem is going to look like it's been used as a doormat. On an hourglass shape, also semi-fitted styles that follow the shape of your figure but don't necessarily cling to every curve are very attractive. If you're on the shorter side, choose styles with lower cut necklines or off-the-shoulder styles to give yourself a little bit of extra length. And if you want, you can also augment that look and give yourself the illusion of a little bit more height with a longer hemline or a side slit that's going to show some leg. And if you're very curvy, choose fabrics that drape well. If you're extra curvaceous, embrace your curves. They're fabulous. But remember to invest in a good undergarment that's going to help support what you've got and help even out the silhouette. Apple-shaped bodies tend to carry their weight around the middle, and unfortunately, often they also have thin legs that tend to augment that shape. Therefore, an empire waist, where the waist is higher, most often right underneath the bust line, is usually very flattering for this shape, as is a voluminous swing-style dress or gown. Now, if you're on the bustier side, however, you're going to have to be a little bit careful with the empire waist style, as it can make you look actually even bigger in that area. And if, on the other hand, your curves are more concentrated in the hip area, the style is amazing, as it will help even out or camouflage larger hips, thighs, or even a more rounded bottom area. Illusion panel dresses and gowns are also beautiful for this body type. They're usually comprised of a shapely colored panel at the front and back, and then a neutral or black side panel area to give the illusion of a more hourglass shape. This style of gown is very, very flattering on most body types, and especially anyone who wants to hide a little bit of extra weight in their midsection. When looking at beaded gowns, remember that decoration is best when concentrated toward the top or the bottom of the gown, but not in the center, because it's going to add thickness and draw attention. If, like many people with this body type, you have smaller or rounded shoulders, you also may want to augment them or make them more powerful with the use of epaulettes or some padding in the shoulder area, because it's going to add balance. Slit skirts can add a nice lengthening feature to apple shapes, and also, if your legs happen to be a little shapely, show them off. The inverted triangle body can appear somewhat masculine. In fact, this is the silhouette that most men try to achieve. So often, what you want to do is you want to lessen the appearance of the shoulder and broaden out the hip area to feminize the shape. A-line style gowns or skirts that flare out at the hip are perfect for this shape because they really create balance and balance out the shoulders. Ruching around the hip area will also help balance the shape out, as will a fuller skirt or any gown or dress that combines this with a wide belt style. Stay away from dresses, gowns, and blouses that have shoulder padding, and when thinking about necklines, avoid anything that's going to accentuate the shoulders, such as a parallel lines of a boat neck or a halter style. Don't forget that I'll show some examples of these on my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @StylingSpy. Until next week, you're fashionable in five.
Michael O'Connor, style and fashion expert with me, Valerie Smaldone, on America Weekend. America.
Harrison with you. For 8 years now, the USDA has been disposing of military nuclear waste by exposing grocery store hamburger to it because it happens to eradicate E. coli bacteria and insects. Michael Colby, former director, Food and Water.
That's 30 million chest x-rays is what was approved to expose our hamburger meat to.
Enough radiation to kill the host cow in under 10 seconds. At high radiation levels, America's massive deregulated meats are nuked for bacteria, staving off costly lawsuits from the 20,000 plus E. coli poisonings a year. Michael Colby.
You're going to take that fecal-contaminated piece of meat and you're going to zap it with the equivalent of 30 million chest x-rays, and then we're going to call it safe.
Look for Radiation's logoed flower with a circle around it on packaging.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This two-time All-Star could really swing the bat. He joined the 2020 club in 1999 with the Houston Astros and was a member of the 2005 World Champion Chicago White Sox.
Everett swings, fly ball, right field, way back, yes, yes, grand slam home run.
So where is Carl Everett now? Carl left the majors in 2006 but kicked around the minors for another 4 years. Carl still remembered for his beliefs that man never walked on the moon and dinosaurs never existed. His bad temper got the best of him in 2011 when cops arrested him twice on domestic assault charges, once for pointing a gun at his wife's head.
Carl Everett is in a Tampa jail this noon. Everett is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and tampering with a witness.
Better days ahead for Carl Everett. I'm Ahmad Rashad.